This is Morning Edition from NHPR. A public hearing will be held later today in Concord to hear from residents on the proposed Northern Pass project. It is the next step in the State Site Evaluation Committee's review process. The panel is expected to vote sometime later this year on whether to approve the $1.6 billion project. If approved, the Northern Pass would run from Pittsburgh to Deerfield, carrying hydroelectricity from Canada into southern New England. The project recently got a key recommendation from the U.S. Department of Energy, which concluded it would not have a significant impact on the environment. Still, many Granite Staters remain opposed, including Executive Counselor Joe Kenney. The Republican represents northern New Hampshire, and he's among those scheduled to speak at tonight's public hearing, and he joins us on Morning Edition now. Good morning.
Morning, Rick. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. You've spoken out against this project, but what have you been hearing from constituents in the past month or two?
Well, last year I spoke out quite strongly against it. Obviously, it's getting down to the wire. And what I'm hearing from a lot of constituents is obviously concerns with the process, the project overall, and whether or not it really is in the public interest. And obviously, I'm asking elected officials in the state of New Hampshire to now weigh in on whether or not they support or do not support Northern Pass, because if you're going to be silent, you basically are in concurrence with the project. In my judgment, this is one of the most monumental projects since probably Seabrook. It's going to potentially impact many generations if it goes through. So what I'm hearing from people are they're concerned about some of the processes right now with regards to the right-of-way width up in Easton and Franconia and Clarksville, whether that really, they call them high-voltage direct currents can really be built underground, under rivers, and under these roadways. So that's the latest concern that I've heard with regards to the specific aspect of the project. But from the get-go, the negatives have always outweighed the positives on this project.
So for you, ultimately the question is this a good deal for New Hampshire?
Absolutely. In my judgment from the get-go, it has not been a good deal in the sense that the power is going to be distributed into the New England grid. We're not going to see electricity rates go down. We're not going to see the forward fund, in my judgment, the Tillotson Fund has a far more impact in that part of the state with over $300 million, with millions of dollars that it gives out to support North Country people. The Northern Fund, we know why it has been developed and presented. However, it will never have the impact of a Northern Fund called the Tillotson Fund.
But do you agree that there is an issue as far as energy is concerned in the Granite State of New England in general? Are you opposed to any energy project that would bring power in from Hydro-Québec?
Well, we have the National Grid Project. It's a program called the Granite State Power Link, which is proposing to expand its power lines through Western Grafton County today from Hydro-Québec. In that project, which would bring in 1,200 megawatts of energy, that's a project I could support. The reality is already a pre-existing line. They just have to retrofit some of the power lines, and it will work. We don't need to build, another energy right-of-way that we already have here in New Hampshire.
Governor Chris Sununu is backing this project. Has he done enough to hear the concerns and talk to people in the North Country that are opposed?
It's my judgment that he needs to go into the North Country on a listening tour to speak to people directly about this project, whether they're for or against. They expect representation on the issue, and I have not seen the governor specifically speak on that topic, which he should, in my judgment.
Under the proposal, the 60 miles of the 192-mile project would be buried, including the portion that does run through the White Mountains. You've said that if it does get approved, it should all be buried. But, how realistic is that given the cost consideration?
Well, that's just it. In my judgment, it shouldn't be built at all. And so if there's a cost consideration, we built the Great Wall of China. We built the Chinese built the Great Wall of China. The Egyptians built the pyramids. It's a project that can be done underground, and if there's costs associated with it, so be it. but you can never replace the North Country or its beautiful mountains and scenery.
Eversource says ultimately their plan would have no visual impact along the Appalachian Trail or in the Franconia Notch area, and that more than 80% of the project would actually either be underground or along existing power line rights of way. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I mean, I've looked on some of their images on their website, and I can tell you right now, the image they have looking out from the Mountain View Grand in Whitefield, New Hampshire, that's not where people are looking at. They go to the high ground on Route 3, as they overlook the valley in Whitefield, and that's where you're going to see the high powered lines. I just climbed Mount Lafayette over the weekend. If you go up to those beautiful mountains, there's going to be locations you're going to see that power line. You can't get away from Northern Pass having a visual impact here in New Hampshire.
What's been your take on the Site Evaluation Committee's process? This has been going on for years now. Do you feel that it's been transparent?
I think it's been an open, fair process. They did do a site tour up north a few weeks ago. Many of them have just touched base in northern New Hampshire for the first time, probably in many years, to get a feel of what's going on the ground, particularly with those roadways that are going to be impacted if Northern Pass goes through there, particularly east in Franconia. So I think it's been a fair process. There's been good exchange. I know these people are under a lot of pressure, and they're doing a lot of great work and putting in the hours and going to these hearings. So I ultimately will hope that they'll vote this application down. But at the same time, I've always put faith in good New Hampshire people to do the right thing.
Executive Councilor Joe Kenney, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you.